Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
Muy buenos dias. Hoy es miércoles 21 de julio. Today is Wednesday, July 21st. And I'm going to share some good news that happened in May. So it's old news now. Remember, I would come on the podcast and talk about Patreon. I would be like, what? I didn't know if I wanted to close Patreon. I didn't know if I wanted to put new readings on Patreon because Patreon is one of my Patreon is my first individual paid platform. I started Patreon for the tarot readings for Your Angelic Karma, the YouTube channel. Now, I started Patreon in December 3 years ago. Now, it's because I had got upset with YouTube, so I took the work to Patreon. Patreon is my first individual separate paid platform. Though with Patreon, sometimes I do it where you have to go to Patreon for the readings period, or I do it where you can have a partial of a little snapshot of the readings on YouTube, then you go to Patreon for the full reading. I swing between the two, but Patreon was created as its own platforms where the readings are just only there like that. Went back to the YouTube channel because I had left it for a while. I try to include the two and then I'm going to separate them again. Like, I'm going to swing back and forth. I'm still trying to decide what I want to do with Patreon. And so Patreon in May, they sent me an email and they were like, well, we want to invite you to our ambassador program to be a Patreon ambassador. There's only going to be a small group of you all, and we hand-chosen you, hand-picked you to be one of the patron ambassadors. It's a lot of meetings, is what it is. And it's a lot of creative ideas, suggestions that we give to patron and meetings and things like that. And other opportunities like that. Perks, trips to events. All free events and things like that. So it's where, and I'm like, okay, I think Patreon and people are answering that question for me of what I should do with Patreon. Every time I just say, what should I do with Patreon, as it relates to closing it down, stopping the reading, changing the readings, more people come to Patreon. And then in May, this happens with them inviting me a part of the ambassador program. I mulled it over for a few days and then I accepted because I knew it was going to be about more responsibility because it consists of a lot of meetings. And so is, me había estado preguntando, ¿qué debe ser con Patreon? Bueno, mi es ser un embajador. That's what happened. They, as if the people, because I've had patrons over there since I first started Patreon 3 years ago. I have some of the same people over there. Or they'll go and they'll come back like that. It'll be the same because some of the names I recognize, they'll leave Patreon, then they're still coming back or they've been there consistently. Some people that are there, I'm surprised that they've been, I'm like, you're still here? Because I recognize their name from being there in Patreon from when I first started 3 years ago. Then some will come and go. And I will state that some of the people in Patreon, I will wonder if they're even real. The only reason I know that they're real is you have to pay to be on Patreon, but they don't say anything in Patreon. And then Patreon is a place where they can communicate with one another. They communicate. Some of them will communicate to me on Patreon like that. Okay. I like your nails. I saw that. I like the outfit. You had me laughing about that reading like that. Okay. Like that. And I'll be like, okay. That's when I realized, okay, they are real like that. Okay, so they'll communicate like that. When I first started Patreon, they were communicating more with one another. I couldn't be over there to referee that. I couldn't be over there to answer like that. Then, because I was busy, most definitely I can't be because I'm busy. And I could have somebody answer them, but it won't be me like that. So I just leave it alone. And they really don't speak like expecting me to speak. If they're having technical difficulties, the good thing about Patreon is Patreon takes care of technical difficulties. I can't do anything on my end. They can communicate with Patreon. So Patreon is very convenient. And every time I ask myself what I should do with Patreon, you know, Patreon answer the questions, or the people that pledge their money answer the question. And with the, I kind of always want to change the readings that on Patreon, because I do get bored doing the same types of tarot readings. It gets monotonous. It gets boring. That's why I do so many different ones, because I get so bored and I want to take some of them away and not do them, period. But what I did was with Patreon, I separated it into tiers. Each reading is a tier. And then you can get all the readings with one package on Patreon for each astrological sign. And the readings go back to when I first started Patreon 3 years ago. They see the old stuff. Okay, also like that. So it's like, some of the readings, I'm like, I'm tired of doing that reading. So I want to move this tier. But people are pledged to the tier with their money. They don't leave. So I have to like, you know, like that. And I was like, I have Vimeo. This is what I was telling you all last year. I have Vimeo. I could take those Patreon readings and put them on Vimeo, but Patreon won't get the deal that they're getting. The pledges on Patreon, they won't get it on Vimeo. They can't get all of those readings from time past and for each astrological sign in a package on Vimeo. They'll have to get it one at a time. They have about one reading. Just for example, they could get for what they want to need from you on Patreon. I set it up when I first started the tier as you could go pledge to Patreon for X amount of dollars a month, and you can get all 12 of the readings for X amount of dollars, and you get the back readings that I've done. And if you continue your pledge, you get every month, you continue to get the future readings. If I was thinking, I get bored doing the readings, and I was thinking about, I want to change and delete this tier. So I will have to delete all the patrons. They'll be gone. All the readings I've done, they'll be gone. Everything will just disappear. And like that. And I can move it to Vimeo. Now, on Vimeo, if they go to Vimeo, which is my first ever paid platform, they would only be able to go over there. They wouldn't be able to get what they want and need from you for all 12 of the astrological signs for a package deal. They'll only be able to go and get Sagittarius, or they can get Scorpio, like that, or they could buy all of them in for individual price. It's not a package the way it is on Patreon. So Patreon is better than Vimeo is for the work, how I do my work, like that, as relates to the paid platform that I have for the tarot readings. And now that they've enmeshed me through invitation and my acceptance of the invitation of being an ambassador on Patreon, I'm like, I'm on Patreon, you know, and I'm on Patreon. And then the people, they continue to pledge to Patreon, and through YouTube, I continue to advertise that Patreon is a place for you to go to get the full reading. Sometimes, because sometimes you're not even going to get the partial reading on YouTube, because that's a lot of work for me and I get bored. So I might just put the full reading on, like the YouTube, the full moon readings that I'm going to do today. I'm going to start on today, because the full moon is in Aquarius on the 23rd. I started that tier. It's just on Patreon. You're not going to get a clip of it or a snapshot of it. I'm just going to do the reading and it's on Patreon. And I'll go to my YouTube channel and advertise that, okay, I have full moon readings. Also, you have to go to Patreon to get them, like that. And I kind of advertise Patreon more than I advertise Vimeo, even though Vimeo was my first paid platform. I actually bought Vimeo to YouTube, where you could get part 2 on Vimeo, and then the other people on YouTube, they followed suit. because I'm the greatest, like that. So it's like, but I talk about Patreon a little bit more because of the package deal they're getting as opposed to Vimeo. And I have some of the readings on Vimeo, but you're buying an individual video, you know, for almost the price where you can get 12, 24, 3 years worth of videos for each astrological sign. So I advertise Patreon a little bit more. I'm going to have to advertise Vimeo a little bit more because I'm not going to release these platforms, Vimeo or Patreon. I'm just trying to decide what I want to do with them that will make it less work for me, you know, because I also have the YouTube channel that I've just started back up and it's doing a slow climb. It'll take forever to get the way that it used to be because it used to be 22,000, 30,000 views on one video. Now it's like slowly a slow climb up the mountain. It's like so like that. The little engine that I already did is like slowly climbing. And that's okay for me because it's like going to be overwhelming if it just takes off the way that it did before with me having so much stuff to do. Now, so it's like when, and I've recognized and I've learned that it's not about thinking about what I should do with Patreon. It's about the people are coming for what they want from Patreon, like that. So why change it? Even though I do get boring, I get boring. But they're not getting boring because they're continuing to pay their money. But I'm getting boring. And I made a podcast about time yesterday. Was this a good use of my time spent? That's how I'm going to be calculating my time throughout August. Whatever work I do, was this a good use of my time? And how do I decide what the value of my time and it was a good use of it? Because even with Patreon and they're paying, I could say, well, that was a good use of time because it's bringing me money back to me. But I get bored doing the readings. So I'm going to say, was it a good use of my time? I'm going to have to change the way I'm thinking about doing the tarot readings in general, even on YouTube for free. Because on YouTube where it's for free and I'm giving them the shout, I need to somehow in August, I'm going to have to make my brain, not make it, but I'm going to be asking myself that question while I'm in the midst of doing the readings. Is this a good use of my time? It's a free reading. How do I feel about giving this reading? What is it bringing back to me like that? With Patreon, I could say, well, I'm getting money, but I still was bored. So I'm still going to ask myself that question of, is this a good use of my time? Like that. I could have been doing something else. And what else would that have been that would have been a better use of my time and brought me immense joy and contentment? I'm going to have to try to find the immense joy and contentment out of the tarot readings. I never got immense joy and fulfillment out of it. Even when the YouTube channel was big and it was getting 22, 30,000 views of each video, I never got immense joy and contentment out of it emotionally.